We are going to chat with Kat now.
Hello.
Hi, Kat. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're great. We're excited because we didn't realize we were going to get both of you on the phone. So this is really fun. I'm going to let Carly lead the questioning because I'm sure you've copped it already. Go, Carls.
Yeah, well, look, we chatted to Lawson yesterday and we obviously have to address this whole love triangle that's happening at the moment. And I don't know if you've been on Facebook yet or not this morning, Kat. Have you?
No. I mean, I only came out of the house, 12 hours ago. And it does become a bit of a whirlwind. You go to the hotel and you get some sleep and then you get up straight in the morning for all the formalities. So I haven't had a chance yet, no.
Now, you can clear this up. I don't know if this has been taken out of context, but this is getting tweeted and talked about a lot across social media this morning. The headline is, Kat unapologetic about her Clawson situation, talking about you and Lawson. And a lot of people are saying that it's a bit insensitive. What do you say to that?
Well, I feel like I've never shied away from the fact that I've owned up to the fact that someone has been hurt on the outside, and it's been a huge moral issue that I've faced through the entire experience that I've had. Like, every feeling that you have was counterbalanced with the fact that you knew someone on the outside was hurting, and it was a huge moral battle that I faced every day. And I feel like unapologetic is very unfair because I've always been aware of the fact that someone was being hurt, and I feel like I shed many a tear about it. So I think unapologetic is quite an unfair statement.
Yeah.
Kat, when you're in the house and the feeling sort of, because I remember watching the episode, you're like, oh my God, I think I like Lawson. And then you sort of watch you develop feelings for him and see you two together and developing feelings and getting to know each other more and more, and you're spending pretty much 24/7 with each other. You try to avoid him in a house, almost impossible.
Yeah.
When you realised and you got caught kissing on the bed, you essentially said, no pun intended, the cat's out of the bag. Did you intend on facing the housemate saying, this is what we want and don't judge us on what's happening?
I mean, it got to a point where we had to own up to what was going on, and we did it in the sense that we wanted to be have ownership of our mistake and not try and shy away from that. We both realised we'd made mistakes and we're human beings, and we wanted to have ownership of that. So we decided the best way to deal with that, particularly with the housemates, is just to be honest about it and be addressed in whatever manner the housemates saw fit. And we had a lot of different opinions from within the house, and that was a good reflection to what we might have to face on the outside. And we were open to hearing all these different opinions. There was no one that I judged for their opinion. I understand everyone has their reason for thinking things, and we just decided, look, you know, we've made mistakes. I completely take ownership for it. And whatever you think, you have that right to it, and we'll face that together.
Now, we had Lawson on the show yesterday, and he did say that Candace doesn't want to speak to him, which is fair enough. What would you say if Candace said she wanted to speak to you? What would you say to her?
I mean, I think it's unrealistic to think that Candace would want to speak to me. However, having said that, if she chose to, I would be willing to give her that opportunity to say whatever she liked. But to be honest, I think that conversation would need to be between the two of us, and it's sort of unfair of me to sort of air that right now.
Yeah, I totally respect that.
Now, Lawson's out of the house. You're out of the house. He was brought on stage last night. He said he wouldn't take away anything from you. Did you guys catch up last night?
I didn't even really get the chance. It does become a bit of a whirlwind as soon as you come out of the house. There's lots of sort of formalities that you have to get through. Haven't had that opportunity to catch up properly, but I'm definitely looking forward to that opportunity.
Oh, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens post-house. Yeah.
And as we said as well to Lawson yesterday, I really appreciate your honesty in this situation. It must be tough. You're probably getting barraged with questions this morning, so we do appreciate your honesty in this situation.
Problem.
Considering you're in your house getting watched 24/7, I suppose there's no other option to be honest, though.
Yeah, and I've always been an advocate for, you know, being yourself and being honest, and human beings make mistakes, and I'm happy to own up to mistakes that I've made. We're not perfect, but I'm happy to at least maybe tell my side of the story, I guess.
Is this a mistake?
The mistake is that we never wanted to intentionally hurt someone, and both of us have felt like undoubtedly horrible about it. I mean, that's the mistake, but I mean, both of us have genuine feelings for each other, and you know, I can't deny those feelings.
Wow.
Well, Kat, it'll be interesting to see what happens from here on out. I wish you the best of luck with it. I hope it doesn't get too messy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.